You'll sign your soul to the devil, warns Miss USA. Plus, prophetic voice Chris Reed warns of a coming Red October. And how many shooters were there really? New insights into the assassination attempt. And why should you really be offended at the Olympics? And our top story, Satanist prayer goes viral, and for all the right reasons. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are the top stories of the week. Former Miss USA's warning, you'll sign your soul to the devil. A former Miss USA is advising pageant competitors against taking the crown. Recently, the Miss USA organization has been dealing with issues after both Miss USA and Miss Teen USA stepped down from their title holder duties. As Fox News reported, Miss USA and Miss Teen USA both walked away from their crowns in May, leaving the runners-up to take their place. Voight left the pageant for her mental health, while Miss Teen USA went to Instagram explaining her exit. After months of grappling with this decision, I have made the choice to resign from the title of Miss Teen USA. After careful consideration, I've decided to resign as I find that my personal values no longer fully align with the direction of the organization. Voight claimed that there is a toxic work environment within the Miss USA organization, and that at best is poor management, and at worst, it's bullying and harassment. Mental health is something that's extremely important and we need to take seriously. In this article, there's a link to an upcoming book called The Three Enemies of Your Mental Health by Kenza Haddock. Definitely recommend reading this article and checking out the book if you can relate. Next, Chris Reed's prophetic warning of a Red October. Will it come to pass? Have we only seen the tip of the iceberg when it comes to global chaos? In a recent video with Brandon Biggs, Reed shared what he saw regarding a Red October and the fallout that has yet to play out. In this video, he warns about coordinated attacks from Russia and China, cyber attack threats, airspace incursions, invasion of Taiwan by China, plus a terrorist attack within the United States, and foreign interference in the U.S. elections. There's a lot of things to keep in prayer with these prophetic warnings. People keep wondering how many shooters really tried to assassinate President Trump. There have been several independent investigations into the events as the government's reasons and narrative simply are not jiving with many. Former sniper for the United States Marine Corps, as well as former Green Beret sniper John Cullen, also a ballistic analysis expert, joined Clay Martin on the Tommy's podcast on Rumble. Discussing these sorts of subjects could likely get you banned from platforms such as Meta, like Facebook and Instagram, and YouTube. During this episode, Cullen alludes to Trump having been in the middle of a firefight at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally with multiple shooters on site. You can read more in this analysis in this article and the breakdowns from that, but he's not the only one that is looking into this site from new perspectives. Conservative commentator Benny Johnson was on site in Pennsylvania with congressional representatives Corey Mills of Florida and Eli Crane of Arizona, both of whom are combat veterans who analyzed the breakdown in security that nearly saw the former president killed. They put together a documentary to help break down what their understanding is of the events on July 13th. Definitely something to keep in mind and to learn more about as the truth will eventually come out. The Paris Olympics opening ceremony has a lot of people up in arms, but Rabbi Eric Tokajer gives some real reasons Christians should be offended. You can read his opinion in this article. The link will be in the description. And a young evangelist's prayer with a Satanist goes viral for all the right reasons. A young Christian evangelist's conversation with a Satanist is getting some attention after the fascinating and powerful exchange was posted on social media. Bryce Crawford's video of his chat with the purported Satanist named Chad has received hundreds of thousands of views since being posted earlier this summer. "I'm satanic," Chad proclaimed at the start of the interaction, explaining it means he worships one of the Satans. He said the hypocritical nature of Christians led him away from Jesus and toward Satanism. That's something that is very important for us to keep in mind. We need to be true to our word. We can't be hypocritical because that pushes people away from Jesus, and in his case, towards Satanism. But thank God for what happened later. Crawford kept his responses focused on bringing the conversation to a natural place where he could share the gospel message. Here you can watch the video. If you click the link in the article description, then you can see the interaction for yourself. It's really encouraging, and it is a powerful exchange. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the